You ain't never ready for these impromptu intros.
Hello.
You ain't never ready.
My mic is on.
I told you ain't ready for these impromptu. I started off the show with a botch.
Bruh.
I probably should start recording. Like, I should re-record it.
Yeah.
I just, no, don't do it.
Yes.
Do it. Don't do it.
You disrespectful.
Impromptu. Right?
Nah.
That's not the word?
That is the word.
Hey, ladies and gents. How you guys doing out there in quarantine land? It's your boy, Monty G. Back for another highly rated, never faded, always hated on. Oh, bars. Oh, my goodness. I'm trash. Never mind. What's up, y'all? Monday Night Raw. SmackDown Live. Or I don't even know if it's called SmackDown Live anymore.
It's just SmackDown.
But it so happened to be live.
It's Friday night.
I'm using finger quotes. Live, because they keep telling us. So far, these last two shows are supposed to be live, but who knows? I don't know. I guess. Either way it goes, it's time to break it down. Let's talk about this Money in the Bank pay-per-view they're trying to get us hype about. People going to be up in the freaking headquarters, starting from the floor all the way to the ceiling, well, to the roof. And it's a ring on the roof. Vince trying to kill his workers.
Let's not talk about this.
Please, Lord, don't play around with the roof, y'all.
Let's not.
I can just see the spot now. Somebody running towards the edge. What an interesting way.
Why would they do that? That's stupid.
What an interesting way to take them out of the match.
Oh, my God. That's death. You taking them out of life.
I'm just saying. Cinematic. They going to edit it, make it look like somebody fell off. Then they going to edit at the bottom of the screen.
All right, folks. Let's
dang, I need a bad guy. It ain't no bad guy, so unfortunately.
What's
Shayna going to just flail off the building. Then the next edit we're going to see is it's just her laid out in the concrete with the blood flowing out her head. All crazy. Like, they did it for Austin. No, Austin. It wasn't Austin. Which one they had the blood? Kurt Angle. When Big Show threw Kurt Angle off that thing, the mid-2000s was insane. They were trying to do whatever they could to rev up those Attitude Era engines that time. Because Kurt Angle was bleeding out the back of his head. He should have been dead. I was a kid. I thought Kurt Angle died that day when Big Show threw him off that truck or whatever in the parking lot. And he supposedly... But you know what? After what happened to Elias and the way he just survived his fall and didn't have no injury, Shayna Baszler will be right back on TV the next night like ain't nothing happened after falling off WWE headquarters.
Mm-mm. All right, we're finna be serious here, folks.
So that wasn't serious? You know, you're not interested in the workers possibly putting that life on the line?
That ain't got nothing to do with what we're finna talk about right now.
All right, let's go. All
right, so seriously, Friday... some things happen. We're going to skip over that. Cause
Money. They didn't change. By the way, before you go to, I hate the new, we hate the new Money in the Bank song. Go back to the old one, man.
Right.
Like, what's up with y'all? I understand y'all don't want to play for the Earth, Wind, and Fire, so y'all don't want to get their money. But go back to the little one they had. You know the one that they played that used to be Donald Trump theme song when he was coming out. That's the one y'all need to play again. I don't like this new one. All right, sorry. Go ahead. I'm being random. I don't know what. We didn't talk about none of that before the show.
The first match of the show was...
Hello. What show? We're on SmackDown? The Blue Brand. Yeah, I think... Okay, we always go in chronological order. What's wrong with me? Okay, cool.
All right.
Maybe we need to switch it up someday.
No. With Sasha Banks versus Tamina.
Switch up the tempo. I might get copyright strike. Hold on. That was not Chris Brown's tempo. Thank you.
Tamina won. Tamina won. She super kicked.
What? Say it one more time.
Tamina was victorious.
No.
It's the yellow button.
I need more sounds. Yeah, that's perfect. Tamina never wins.
Oh, so it was magical.
But it's not with her elegance.
Anyway.
She's so elegant.
This is my
wasn't this the same day Sasha off her that small shirt?
Yes.
That's why Sasha lost right there.
This is my opinion on the match. I'm all for Tamina getting the title opportunity. I just need more moves from Tamina. You can't just super kick somebody twice and then expect you're going to win a title, girl.
That's fair. In this day and age, the super kick is probably the worst finisher to have. But, you know, then again, she good at throwing her leg up there, so let her do it. I mean, she don't have much else that I've seen her attempt, really, other than a couple other slams.
That's what I'm saying. I need her to, like, find a new move.
I think maybe you're thinking about this a little too deep, because at the end of the day, I think this is also what WWE wants us to feel. We haven't seen Tamina ever in this spot, so, you know, what if she does the unthinkable?
Not with a super kick.
You know, I think she could do
also,
it.
Also, she had to have help.
That's fair. But, you know, she's one of them people who lost so much or just been, like, just body. It's nice to see her on her own for a change. Think about it that way. She uses somebody's bodyguard or, like, their fodder. Like, the fodder that you have to fight through to get to the big bad guy or whatever. Or the bad guy in the storyline. Now she's actually babyface, which is weird. Even though she doesn't really do anything facey.
She's stone faced. That's
right.
What she
is. She's not really facey. She's not as the bad as the fakeness that exudes from Bayley and Sasha when they try to pretend to be nice to her or whatever. Mm-hmm. You know, so either way it goes, I'm happy to see it from that point of view. Just happy to see Tamina in that spot. It's ironic to me that Tamina gets this big push after we watched that thing about her father, which is crazy to me. I don't know if Vince, I don't know if they paying attention to that. They knew it. They like, I know this probably revved up some bad emotions for you guys if you watched. I don't know. Tamina probably didn't watch.
I wouldn't watch it either.
Probably, if that was mine. I don't know. It depends.
Because it wasn't even about him, really. It was more about, like...
It was a lot of stuff, though. It was a lot to take in.
Yeah.
I would hope that she got a chance to talk to... Because Jimmy lived a while, even though he was out of it, you know, mentally, towards the end.
Yeah.
I would like to think they got a chance to talk about certain things, though. Hopefully. Mm-hmm. And she didn't need to hear all of those other opinions about the situation. Because at the end of the day, that's, you know, whatever it is to have her own peace about it. But, you know, that's none of our business, thank goodness. And I just hope, I don't know, we'll see where they go with it. I don't necessarily see her winning the title, unfortunately, but just the match in itself is probably one of those big old, like, wow, WWE actually is trying something different. And we're going to get to more of those maybe trying something different. It depends on the match, though. I'm gonna reserve that to when we finish, because I got something going on in my mind here about some of these little feel good things they doing. We'll see. Go ahead.
So the next match that I'm gonna talk about. So far in the Money in the Bank, we had all of the females that are going to be
on the Raw side.
On Raw side decided, but we've only had one female grab that brass ring from SmackDown.
I said later. It's about to be now then.
Yes. Naomi took on Dana Brooke. And let me just tell y'all now. I love them both. Like, Flex Friday is my thing. I was right there behind everybody, like, saying support Dana and, like, push her. Because Dana works hard. But I love Naomi. So this was a tough one for me. And to see Dana pull out the win, y'all, I was like.
Dana won, y'all. Can you believe it?
I was like so excited for her. She was so happy. It was like, yes, all that hard work paid off, girl. Just wish it was against somebody else, but it's fine. You know, got to take your victories where you can get them. But yeah, Dana Brooke, everybody.
No, keep going. You said you was on, go ahead and express. You was on this bandwagon long before anybody else. I still don't believe in her, but go ahead, keep going.
I was.
No offense to her, though. I think she's doing great, but.
I was on the Dana train for a long time. I haven't left, so I have been on the Dana train for a long, long time.
No, you should be happy. Naomi's two-time champ.
Yeah, and
Dana's been fiending for a chance.
Like I said, I rationalized it. Like, Naomi just had that historic match in Saudi for the SmackDown title. I can't ask for much
else. It was only historic because it took place. That's the only thing about it. That was historic. First time ever. It was predictable in every other aspect, but that's fine.
Yeah.
What you say? Okay, so you want to know my opinion on the thing? Yeah, Dana. You heard that. You see that pitch change. Dana has been, like I've mentioned this in the past, she's really improving and have been trying to improve. You've been seeing it, like, she started off in the main event stuff with Sarah Logan and just, like, seemed to be working from there as far as, like, getting better and better and adding moves. So, she's stealing definitely moves. Much better in the ring.
Stealing moves,
definitely. I always will maintain they caught her up way too fast, but the rebrand is coming strong. So, hopefully they do more with the character, more with at some point she's gonna have to stop just being plucky old underdog Dana Brooke.
Yes,
and so we'll see what she evolves into. Yeah. But one baby steps, one step at a time, and. Yeah. This is what I wanted to say, since I didn't know we were going to this right next. I was acting like I had to save it, because they didn't have no women's qualifying matches the other day. I mean, yesterday for Raw, did it?
No, they did.
But they done on Raw. So, this is a good thing to see Dana in this spot, but I don't know how good it's going to end up being. Shayna Baszler is walking around. They got her breaking arms. Like, I was joking about her falling off the tile, but that was just me trying to figure out a way for her to not win, because other than that, it sounded like they might ruin another match concept that I love and let her dominate. Just looking at the rest of the workers in the match. Yeah. Like,
I mean, Oscar got beef, but
Oscar may have a shot, but that's, you know, I don't know.
She got choked out at the Elimination Chamber.
That's what I'm saying. That could go away as soon as the match starts, depending on how they decide to do it. So I'm just hopeful that with Nia there and with other, you know, maybe with Nia, with the combination of Nia and Oscar, or maybe they all decide to jump Shayna after what happened. If they just smart. Yeah, if they smart, just to keep her away. You know, anything to make it not as predictable as that Chamber match was. Mm-hmm. So, I don't know. I'm hopeful that maybe they got something creative going, but we'll see.
Okay, and side note, Dana Brooke is also in the tag team with Carmella, and they're facing Alexa and Nikki Cross for the women's tag titles on SmackDown this week.
Yeah, this week. I was going to say, yeah, they're not doing that in money, right? They're doing it on SmackDown.
Yeah.
I had to check myself. I'm not correcting you. Sorry.
Yeah, but, like, circle back to the Money in the Bank thing. I wanted to say that before I forgot what I was talking about. Circle back to the Money in the Bank thing. So is it, like, the match starts when they're in the building, or does it start when they get to the roof?
Well, it looked like it's going to be, like, two matches in one. So, like, maybe the cinematic part will be the you know, going up the ascent of the building. And up the building or up the elevator or whatever they're doing. I doubt they're going to stair it up. That'll be
they better. That's terrible. That's how you make
it. Stairable will make it a little bit more dramatic, but somebody, like, I think, what I was, to get to the elevator. I don't know.
What I was thinking was,
I think, like, that's going to be the cinematic part, and then the match, actual, like, ladder match will actually start to take place at the top. Okay. But I don't know.
What I was thinking was, like, they could all, like, band together and, like, I don't know, tie Shayna up into a broom closet or some crap.
Yeah, they could do something like that.
And then she'd be, like, taken out of the match. But it won't make it look like she was, like, weak or nothing. Like, they had to, like, fit, like, they had to handle her.
Right. I also told you with the Raw girls unveiled, I can see a SmackDown girl winning. So I think that'll be a good way of keeping her out the way. No, I was saying the SmackDown's going to need to put a heel in there for the men. They just don't, because it's all babyfaces right now.
Okay.
But true. Maybe they won't. But, like, as far as Raws go, or as far as that women's go, I can see somebody from SmackDown winning instead. But you know what? Since they seem to know where they're going as far as with the Bayley and Sasha stuff, maybe it does need to be a Raw person. But which one? That's why I'm worried that Shayna's going to dominate. But, hey, all we can do is wait to see. Exactly. And we don't even know who's left to join. I know Naomi lost this match, but they may do one of those another second chances they do every now and then. Or I'm just trying to think, because they don't really have who else they're going to throw in there. If Carmella was just arguing with Dana, you're right. I forgot about Alexa. That's it, though. It's just one more spot besides her, right? Lacey. Oh, yeah, Lacey. Definitely Lacey. I don't know. Well, Lacey seemed like she was going at it with Sasha for some reason. I don't know if that's going to be a Money in the Bank match by itself.
Right, with that bill to them, like, facing off. Well, Sasha can get
the Money in the Bank, too, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, Lacey versus Sasha. And then.
Oh, no. I wouldn't say
maybe Mandy versus Sonya.
Don't do that now. Don't do that now. If you're going to do it, don't do Lacey and Sasha now. That's stupid.
Speaking of Mandy.
She put the little stupid thing on her hand. So, like, let it mean something and let her, like, let it wait. Don't just come out here next week and give me a nothing match when I'm expecting something between Lacey and her. Because I like that. That's a nice little diversion, putting off the obvious Sasha and Bayley stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But whatever, we'll obvious, see. And we saw a connection, by the way. We didn't mention this in Tamina's segment. But yeah, the moms versus the people who seem to have a problem with mothers working there kids. For some reason. Right. Like, I feel sorry for Sasha's and Bailey's men. I don't know. I probably don't. Maybe they don't want kids either. But either way it goes. Don't seem like they're pro having babies right now.
Pet parents count.
That's fair. They do count. Definitely count. All right. But anyway, yeah. So, go ahead to what you was doing. Sorry.
So, speaking of Mandy, loves me some Sonya Deville, y'all. So, Sonya came out there and she was like, Mandy, please, let me talk to you.
The only way they know how to book women, by the way, because I'm sick of everybody pulling off the Alexa Bliss. I'm going to give Sonya some credit because, you know, when I get into it, but yeah. That was nothing but the classic Alexa Bliss move.
It was the swerve.
That the women just, that seemed to be the only thing they can get out of every woman. That's the one consistent thing about the women's revolution. They all love to play around like they're hurt and then... Bah, here come the cat claws.
Let me explain it.
Okay, go ahead. I'm just saying.
All right. So, so Sonya trope. Was like, Mandy, please come talk to me.
It's becoming a trope.
We've been knowing each other for like 5 years. You're like my sister. And then Mandy come out there. And then Sonya was like, you know what I want to tell you? I hate you. Yeah, she dropped a lot of B words out there. I'm not going to repeat them. But, She threw all the dirt that we've been noticing for months.
Oh, yeah.
Talking about how she was walking to Mandy's song, how the filter had blurred her out
most of the time.
Y'all.
The centerfold B-word claim
that
they kept going with on Twitter, apparently.
And Instagram.
Yeah.
And Instagram.
Well, you know, they've been good at that because it wasn't even guaranteed that Fire and Desire were going to be on television. So now they have a prominence. Like, when they weren't on television, they were doing little things to further their own. Like, as far as the little backstage promo she did on Becky. Mm-hmm. You know, they were doing little things to
get
further their stories on social media anyway. So now that they have a prominent story, it just brings it even more to the forefront.
Right.
But,
hold on.
Oh, go ahead.
Demandy's Donuts, like Demandy's YouTube page. That is now split between two people. So Mandy's doing her stuff, and then Sonya's doing her stuff. Mandy was making donuts by herself.
Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be.
How are they going to continue the Mandy's with the t-shirt and, like, y'all not together? I'm heartbroken, honestly. I really am.
Okay, I can tell you really into this. They fine, baby. They right. They actually talked about it.
They still live together?
Do I have to show you that? Do I have to let, expose the business? I'm sorry, I'm about to go in my Ronda Rousey bag. You know, it's just fake fighting for fun. I mean, right?
All right, we're going to move on. What's your thoughts on that before you get canceled?
Oh, I'm going to get canceled? I'm joking, obviously. Whatever. The point I was making
people been canceled for less.
Yeah, it's true. But at least I called it what it was. I didn't just say, it's fake. They love each other. No, I said my Ronda Rousey bag. Anyway. And I also think you're just way too worried about the donuts thing. Hey, baby, kayfabe gotta live. They can't be making donuts together on YouTube, and then she calling me a centerfold B word at work. Fuck, centerfold bitch. I don't like censoring myself when it comes to that. Because they act like the bitch word ain't nothing. So why I gotta stop it?
She censored it in her tweet. She did a exclamation mark instead of an I.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, that makes such a difference. Anyway, by the way, strong. It was a strong, very strong promo. It really kind of, like I've been saying, not so much on this show, before this show, I was saying Sonya Deville should be allowed to talk more in the situation. She should have been pointing that out, how they basically just made her a mute for a long time in their little relationship. Mm-hmm. No, not really a mute, but like saying something every now and then, a couple phrases here and there, but most of it was about Mandy, you know, so... Her explanation was obvious. I like how they highlighted the obvious differences that Fire and Desire, the way they were treated. I don't like how long it took her to punch Mandy or how long it took them to actually get physical, but I guess I'll give it a pass because they are, you know, best friends or whatever, or were best friends. So, you know, maybe you wouldn't just haul off and hit someone that you actually valued. But I like it. Honestly, I can't believe I don't know where they were going to go if the lady who originally wrote this angle, where they were heading. I don't know.
I think the story's been written.
I don't know. I don't know if this is what they were going to do originally, but either way it goes, hopefully. I don't know. This is another match I'm real iffy on making just a regular qualification match.
Me too. It's got
because neither one of them really got, neither one of them really have world title aspirations right now. Mm-mm. This should be just personal. So I think they should just, if they're going to be on the Money in the Bank card, just let it be a personal match. Even if not, give them something else. Just, you know, don't give it away just yet. It should be a nice build. Let Sonya Deville get some more heat. Even though I know she's done a lot of stuff, she still hasn't, in my opinion, established herself because she still was trying to play the victim role though for these first 2 weeks.
She a baby face.
Sonya is?
Yeah. I'm with Sonya. Got all types of reasonable.
Okay, so you just biased. Okay,
Sonya's got all types of reasonable reasons she's not to the be baby upset.
Face. She's not the baby face.
Because it was always about Mandy. And then when Fire and Desire started to roll off, Mandy went on to go be about her and Otis.
No, she
and
didn't.
All Sonya wanted was attention on their tag team. They were supposed to be the tag team champs, Monty. But no, Mandy got selfish.
I don't remember one time her saying, "I'm leaving you, Sonya, so I can go work with Otis."
She said it. It was subliminal.
Okay, right, Sonya Deville buys. Anyway, like I was saying, she needs to do a little bit more to establish. As you can see, since that's how, if she that much of a babyface, she obviously needs to do way more to actually make people feel sorry for her, because apparently she's right in this whole thing, which I disagree with.
She's so
understandably
right.
Because if you are all right, then don't say y'all best friends. Just say we tag team partners, and you care more about your career. And instead of like a friendship, don't walk around and don't get no man, don't get no donut up YouTube channel with me. Don't do none of that personal stuff. Don't live together. Don't represent Jersey. Don't do none of that little stuff that made y'all friends in the first place. Don't do none of that. Just show up and wrestle with her and only focus on that then, because that's the only argument you can make that make what she did okay. Even then, it's wrong because she tried to act like they were friends.
When you mess up the tag team, you're messing up the friendship because you're selfish. She was selfish.
Let's move on because you're not gonna get anywhere, and it's fine. She'll do more, and then you won't be on. You can't die with these.
I'll always be on this argument.
I'm always be on Mandy's side because she chose the fat dude. I ain't too proud to admit it either. Choose the fat dude, and I'm on your side. Good job, that. Mandy.
It's fine. All right, so swing down.
That's my boy Peach. You respect her. That's his Peach. Now let's go.
So SmackDown had one qualifying match for the men's Money in the Bank. It was Daniel Bryan versus Cesaro.
I know he's from Switzerland, but come on now.
Daniel Bryan versus Cesaro. And like you would have imagined, it was a great match because both of those guys are great workers. And Daniel Bryan won. So another babyface. Woo!
Yeah, that's basically the takeaway I have about the men's tournament. It's just everybody in there right now is on the positive side of the law. Give me the rundown. Ain't it? We got to go through Raw, so don't give me the rundown. I just thought about that.
All right.
They just confirmed like three dudes, but yes. Other than that,
so
it was
right
just
now,
Daniel before,
it's
right?
Daniel Bryan.
Okay, but either way it go, I'm basically giving it away, but we're going into Raw soon anyway. So, but yeah, I'll talk about it after we unveil the entire field. But as far as that match goes, of course, it was a great. It wasn't long, but none of the matches right now are really that long. But Cesaro and Daniel Bryan, it was just as good as you would imagine it is, even with. It probably wasn't as good as you would want it to be, but, you know, they didn't have much time. So you got to think about that. But it was a good match. Cesaro, I'm always keep saying this. I wish it was a day that he would finally get out of this typecasted role of he's going to give someone a good match but lose, and he's foreign, so he got to stay heel. I've been waiting on him to turn back to the Cesaro section. I've been waiting on him to turn back on Cesaro. On Swiss Superman, Cesaro section, swinging brother that he was. I've been waiting on it.
Yeah, it's been years.
It's been too long. But they never went back to it because Vince just do not want him to get over for some reason.
Nope.
But right. Whatever.
Now for our main event of that Friday evening.
They didn't have no. Did Braun Strowman? No, nobody had
I'm talking right? about the Miz, Big E, and Jey Uso.
Oh, that's what we're talking about? Are we not going to talk about Braun Strowman?
Nah. I ain't want to. You want to talk about him?
I just want to talk about how he got creeped out about the mask. Baby, that's the world title scene. We got to talk about it. They already giving away my match. I can't not talk about it.
I disagree with how this is being done, but all right.
And you don't want nobody to know it? You want to just skip it all together?
I kind of want to make it pretend like it never happened.
Too late for that.
Yeah. All right. So we're going to stop our main event talk and go back to Braun Strowman on A Moment of Bliss, where he talks about his past. Why did he have to explain his past with Bray Wyatt? Like, everybody know he was Wyatt family.
Yeah, but they never got his explanation for his time there or why he was there. He don't speak on it.
Okay, what'd he say then? What'd he say?
I don't remember that part. I don't think I remember the most important part that I got from was that he's obvious. Because basically the way I got from his promo was that, yeah, you know, he can do all of this talking. I know he likes to play mind games. I know you more than anybody else do, but at the end of the day, you're going to get these hands. That's pretty much what he said.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much what I expect from Braun, because Braun, not for the same thing, too profounding usually.
Exactly.
The way they script him or whatever. But finding I wanted to understand, is he disturbed by his past or what? Because it's something he's not telling us for why he had to be like so shaken up or kind of afraid looking at his old mask. So I just want to know how I would like to see. Are they planning on making his match cinematic? I hope not, because it's going to be cinematic overkill. And I just want to know, like, what would they do? Is Braun Strowman going to dress up like himself back in the day?
Wearing the same clothes.
Well, not so. It's the same, but, like, you can make it a little bit. Like, you make him look dirtier. You can make him wear a black tank top.
Just put the black tank top on.
Put his mask on. Yeah. He ain't going to. I mean, don't put them pants on that everybody thought when he was peeing on this. You don't got to put them back on, but. it's ways to do it. I just want to know how far they're going. Because maybe it's me, and maybe I'm knowing where this story can go and how much they can harp on. Of course, I disagree with the timing of it. But I don't know. I think it's good. It's ways that they can make this good, and I can at least appreciate it for what it is. I don't agree with them doing it, but I don't want to act like I don't care about it at all, because anything Bray do, I'm interested in anyway. So
I think that the mask symbolizes that time in which in his wrestling career where he was just a follower, where he wasn't the wolf that he claims to be now. And then when he meets the real wolf, a.k.a. Bray Wyatt, a.k.a. The Fiend, he got to confront that deep-rooted emotion that he is not a leader.
He was a sheep.
He is a follower.
I mean, that's deep. That's a deep way to think about it. It was pre-monster, bro. That's another thing. Like, he wasn't
fear.
Necessarily. Well, he's still a monster, baby.
He was.
They didn't really try to make it endearing until
he was
later.
Just a mindless sheep.
Yeah, until later. But anyway, we'll see. On to the main event.
All right, our main event of the evening. We had a triple threat match between The Miz, Big E, and Jey Uso for the SmackDown Tag Team Championship. Now, this all started because folks was like, "It ain't fair."
Well, I don't know. Who's it? Oh, you talking about the wrestlers were like,
yeah.
Okay, yeah, say that. Don't say folks, because I'm about to say people on Twitter was actually complaining like that.
Nah.
Because I know I thought about it, but I didn't see the thing.
The wrestlers involved is like, it's not fair that, you know, John got to defend it and you didn't get to defend it.
Go ahead.
The Miz.
Knock the microphone down.
And so they made this triple threat match. This was indeed not a ladder match, so Big E won, and then he did a whole bunch of like.
It was a short match, too, by the way. Like, they only had 10 minutes left on in the show when the match started. And I think they started off by putting Big E through a table. He recovered super duper fast
in the commercial break,
and he was back in the ring. They didn't have much time at all. So the match wasn't really much to speak of. The only thing it is to speak of is that we got a new 8-time tag team champions. And if I was Kofi Kingston, I would not want to touch those belts because Big E basically made love to him on television. Shout out to Big E for always being entertaining, always doing things that I probably wouldn't do if I was on national television. I love his willingness. But you know what? Big E is just like that. You look at his Twitter, it's probably the most hilarious Twitter of all time.
It really
he's
is.
Just, that's just him. It is who he is. I think a lot. I remember a lot of people saying one day he's going to turn on a New Day and be this serious badass, like just big muscular dude.
He was already going to be though.
But like, no, but like not serious, but like angry, like a heel, an aggressive guy. He's never really been super duper aggressive in his run and all that stuff. And I'm just trying to tell y'all, I don't see it in his personality. I don't see it. I'm not saying he can't do it. He probably could. He's definitely imposing, but he's just too much. It's just too much Big E. He's just Big E. There's no other way I can put it. He's one of a kind. I think if you have a compilation of all Big E clips, especially since he joined the New Day, the crazy stuff he did, probably some of the most entertaining stuff that you've ever seen.
Yep.
But yeah, shout out to the New Day, man. I'm not mad at it. I don't understand why. I never understand why they just doing this. Maybe the Miz was a little bit sick or a little bit worse off than they thought originally thought. I don't know what this means. You got a lot of sniffles going on, and she didn't want to take the medicine I offered her earlier. So just want to let you guys know that everything you're hearing is her doing. Anyway.
Sorry, I got like, have you ever had like this mucus that's like in your post-nasal drip area where it's like right about to come into your nose?
Baby, this show is about wrestling. Ain't nobody worried about no post-nasal strip area.
Drip. But all right.
Strip.
So, we're going to move on to. So, we're going to move on to Monday Night Raw. All right.
I want to let y'all, just in case wrestling fans haven't heard a crowd in a while.
Right. So, my favorite cat parent, Drew McIntyre, opened up the show talking to another good cat parent friend of mine, Zelina Vega, and her cohort interrupting him during said talk about how, yeah, Seth Rollins didn't really earn it, but I'm going to give him a title match anyway. Add Money in the Bank.
I was about to say, he said that first.
I know. Before they came But out. I don't care about that. That's why I said it the way I said it.
What are we doing? So neither of the world title matches are important to you.
Look.
I'm sorry. They're important to me, and I'm talking about it. I don't care about how he earned it. It's going to be Seth Rollins versus Drew. Like, they finna kill it. Like, why are you doing this? Acting like, because why are you right sleeping now, on the work? Like, they finna work.
I already told you. I don't want these matches to be at Money in the Bank. I'm being very petty about it.
You don't know the long-term plans, baby. Just because they fighting right now don't mean it's over.
It's going to get stale.
No, it won't. If they do it right. What I'm saying is, baby, is that if you're going to sit around here with that mentality, why do we even watch? They messed up a lot. I shouldn't go into every. I ain't going to say, oh, well, they just going to mess up this one again. What a watcher. What's the point?
Look, in all honesty, I would have loved to see, you know, the Seth thing further down the line. I would have been fine with him facing Andrade for the championship at Money in the Bank, because they got history. They got a backstory to fall upon. Right now, I know. Right now, Seth just looks like a spoiled, entitled brat. And he gets to get what he wants.
See, and this is why I don't agree with not talking about these. Because if you got all this to say about it, then we need to talk about it. Yeah. First of all. Second of all, you're not acknowledging the worst injustice about it. I'm thinking about it as a worker. Seth Rollins, first of all, we all know why Seth Rollins wasn't getting. This is the reason why I'm bucking back on everybody who think he don't deserve it. Seth Rollins, the only reason why he wasn't in the world title ring, because he was the only heel on Raw before all of this stuff was going down. He was the only heel that week after week getting heat. The only reason why he wasn't WWE champion is because it was on Brock. If Brock wasn't with the company or he was still on SmackDown like he was supposed to be or whatever, Seth Rollins would have been your WWE champion doing his cult gimmick, most likely. Just based on the way I know WWE likes to book things. especially as a heel. It makes, like, he had to lose the belt as a babyface because he wasn't doing good as a babyface anymore. But as a heel, he could have had a great run with the belt. So I'm saying I can see him deserving it just based on carrying the show as the top heel for so long. But the real injustice that nobody's talking about is Kevin Owens beat him. And Kevin Owens don't even get TV time or any consideration for a shot. Like, all you guys are telling me is that y'all have nothing for Kevin right now.
He at home.
I know he probably at home, baby, but that's not the point. The point is, he is the dude. He just beat the guy that you're giving a title shot. Think about that. At WrestleMania. He just got a big WrestleMania moment. And I understand Drew's a babyface. You don't want to hurt Kevin. But, like, do something. Let Kevin challenge him and then let somebody screw him out of it and then get the shot or something like that. You see what I'm saying? Incorporate him somehow. Unless you're telling me he couldn't make it, which is possible. It's all very possible. I'm with you. I get it. If it's stuff like that, of course, there's nothing I can do about that. That's just pandemic ruining my stuff again. So, yeah, the same thing with my Intercontinental Champion, Sami Zayn. I'm pretty sure he probably is out of the country and can't come or whatever it is. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I get that. But that don't mean they shouldn't have anything. They did. First of all, Seth Rollins just did a promo from at his house.
He did.
So Kevin Owens, Sami Zayn, they all could do the same thing. The same little at-home cell phone promo that Adam Cole is doing. Yeah, I'm tired of seeing them, but circumstances are circumstances. That's all. But go ahead.
It was. I lost my train of thought.
You about to skip this all together, so just go to the next one.
I was talking about Zelina or something. Zelina and the crew holding us down. Speaking of Zelina and the crew, we had 3 Money in the Bank qualifier matches. So just to recap, we had Aleister Black versus Austin Theory. We had MVP versus Apollo. Does he still have his last name? Is it Apollo Crews?
Yes.
Okay. And then it was, I just blanked on me, Rey Mysterio versus, who was it? I'm looking at the card and I still can't remember. Sweet geez.
Wait, what's talking about?
Rey Mysterio versus who? Who was he facing? Buddy Murphy. I mean, Murphy. All right.
Man, we can see who watched the show last night.
I did watch it. I just forgot about Buddy. which is bad. It's terrible. So, just quick rundown. Aleister Black qualified. Apollo Crews qualified. And Rey Mysterio qualified. For the SmackDown, Raw. I'm all twisted. Raw representatives for the male Money in the Bank ladder match.
That was a long setup. Just for me to say all the baby faces won. And, they're going to have to put a heel in the match. Like I said earlier, SmackDown will have to put one or two, anybody in there to be a foil because, right now, you're just going to have a bunch of people we're all rooting for. Or, I don't know, some people less than others. You know, maybe some guys may not be as over as others. Like, you know. They're going to do something. I'm still, like I said, the concept is cool. Hopefully, my biggest worry is since both matches is basically that going up to the top, I just hope that they don't, you know, become stale because of that. Like, you gotta have to make both matches very creative since they're doing basically the same thing. So we'll see. One match might be more cinematic than the other. One match might just, like I said, show them getting up there, and then when they get to the actual top, they do an actual ladder match on the top. That's a crazy place, in my opinion, to already be high. Like, you have to climb a ladder while you're already on top of a building. That's insane. But, you know, it's a ring up there, so they're going to be doing something with it. So, we'll see.
And that floor is hard. Like, the roof is hard. How are you going? You can't take those insane falling off the ladder bumps onto the roof.
Yeah, I don't know about out to the floor. How they're going to do that. We'll see. Like I said, that's the crazy part. That's why I was teasing. Like, maybe they'll edit it away to make it look like somebody's about to fall. I'm just joking. But who knows? I'm not saying that's what I want to happen because I don't even want them to play around like that. But I'm just saying, you know, they're going to have to do something to make it, you know, make us understand. You know, it's going to have to be, like, as cool as it all sounds, we need some psychology. You know?
Right.
So they're going to have to do something that makes sense. So we'll see.
All right, and then we had, to like piggyback on to what you were saying, Shayna Baszler took on Indy Hartwell was her name. Basically, she stomped on the arm. The ref just rang the bell and was like, she can't continue. Yeah, same thing. He didn't even ask her, though.
She got the Sarah Logan treatment. It's nothing to ask, baby. My arm was broke.
Arm wasn't broke.
Apparently.
And then Shayna.
It was after the extra attack.
It was. Shayna then threw her into the barricade or slung her into the barricade and then put a ladder up against the stairs, put an arm between the ladder, and then mushed her arm in between the ladders against the stairs.
Yeah, why you gave us all that detail?
I just wanted to tell like what happened and how somebody need to take her out. Nia. Need to take her out. She doing all that. Can't trust nobody to do stuff like that. You can't play fair with people like that.
Shayna ain't never been fair. At least she's consistent.
All right, then we got Pretty Ricky and Cedric Alexander.
That's disgusting. I'm not calling him that.
He called himself Pretty Ricky.
I don't care. I'm never calling him that. Either Trevor or Ricochet. I'm not calling him.
Can I just say, I think I complained about this last week. So I hate those shorts. Like, I hate them.
Here we go again. TC's Wardrobe Hour. Go ahead.
I hate them. I disliked when he wore the little trunks. I disliked the booty shorts.
The booty shorts.
That's what they are. They're booty shorts. Ricochet, please stop dancing.
Yeah, I did. Now, that's one time. I'm jumping on the bandwagon. I don't know what that was you tried to do after you won, brother, but yeah. He one of them brothers with no rhythm. That's what it looked like.
Thanks for trying to grow the stubble back out. I appreciate that.
You ain't got no choice in the bars.
Great athleticism. I love the code breaker lumbar check. I'm not calling it the what did they call it?
I ain't hear it.
Shoot, it was like, it don't matter.
It don't matter. It's just a combination finisher. We'll see. As they team more, maybe we'll get
recoil. Recoil.
Oh, that's what you wanted to know?
They call it the recoil.
No, the whole finisher wasn't the recoil.
No. His code breaker is the recoil.
Okay, yeah. Okay,
the recoil to the lumbar check. Anyway, they won. Debunking my theory that whenever Ricochet wears those booty shorts, that they're going to lose. So, we'll see.
That's a disgusting theater, too, by the way.
It is. Kairi Sane versus Nia Jax.
My only thing I got to say about this is why.
Yeah.
And I'll leave it at that. I just don't know why. Who did Kairi piss off the way she just got to get abused every week? I know she's great. She's good at selling. But, like, Nia is, I mean, I'm not even talking about her track record in the past because I'm not bringing that up because I know a lot of people will, but I'm just talking about in general, like even with trying to protect her the best you can, Kairi is gonna look like you hurting her, is my point.
Right.
Looking like you just hurting her bad. So it ain't no way Nia is a babyface. Nia gotta be the heel because she don't look. It's hard for me to get sympathy for Nia when she get kicked in the knee a couple of times, but she throwing poor Kairi around the ring.
She's slugger.
Like somebody just beating up their little sister. Like, it's terrible.
Slugger.
But, you know, I love Kairi. I'm never complaining about having her on my screen, especially when I was complaining about her not working for so long when they had Oscar out here doing the one-on-one thing for a couple weeks. But, no. And what I also don't like is whoever keeps banning Oscar from ringside. Right. Kairi needs that help, you sick freaks. What's wrong with you?
She can't help Kairi from the backstage. Right. Talking to the TV. She'd be out there with her. All right.
Yeah, but why? I don't know. What did poor Kairi do?
Then we had Liv Morgan versus Ruby Riott. We're finally getting something to do with that. I was disappointed. I thought it would be more.
Yeah, hopefully it's something else down the line, but it was very quick match. It seemed like they were done the way they kind of let Liv taunt and, you know, get the last pose and everything. So I don't know. Maybe it's over before it even really got started. I hope not. We'll see. I don't know. Maybe that's the extent. But like you said, going into a rumor that we'll be talking about later, They this was the other another mention of the of Sarah Logan, mm-hmm. in this promo before this match. So I don't know, but either way it goes, it's nice to see that they have some aspirations for Liv Morgan. Where they're going, we will have to wait and see.
Right. Right.
Because they're very sporadic with booking her.
They really are.
If I may add. Like they book her, and then it seemed like, okay, we're doing this. But just like 2 weeks, the 2 weeks in between the Mania show and when she fought Oscar or whatever, like she fought Oscar right after Mania, she wasn't even on the show 2-3 weeks or whatever.
Right. So she wasn't.
Yeah. It's very weird how they're doing that. I don't understand it, but we'll see.
All right. Then we had, they did your favorite thing. So they did that whole, they did it twice. They did
a lot of squash matches, too.
They did the whole couple thing again. So
yeah, you know. Andrade and Charlotte right after each other.
Yep.
And nah, like I said, I gave up on that. They've beat me into submission with the couple stuff where I don't even care. Like, especially on Raw. Seth and Becky, even though they're not together necessarily on television, but I'm pretty sure if they on the same card, they'll be close by. Bianca now is basically in the gimmicks with Montez at this point. Mm-hmm. Charlotte don't even have to be on Raw anymore, and she's still showing up right after us, right? So they beat me into right submission before. To where I don't even care.
Yeah. So if you don't know what we're talking about, Charlotte Flair took on Kayden Carter, and...
in the squiggity squash. Yeah. What else?
Another squiggity squash. Akira Tozawa versus Andrade.
Competitive squiggity squash. I love you, Akira.
And then
go back to Kobe, bro. I promise, man. New Japan go there every year.
And then Bianca Belair versus Santana Garrett.
Another squiggity squash. Shout out to Santana Garrett. She loses in squash matches on NXT and on the main roster.
Right.
Keep working, girl. I don't know. Hopefully they'll do something with you.
That might
they didn't fire you, so that's already a good step in the right direction.
That's true. All right. And then
same thing for Kayden, by the way.
Yep. And then the main event of the evening. Drew McIntyre versus Angel Garza.
Angel.
In this picture, it looks like he doesn't have any hair. It looks like he just has like he got a it in cut, that sleek ponytail.
Bun ponytail, whatever.
I don't like it. Him and his cousin Dimples are just so adorable.
TC's lust corner.
Wow, okay.
Thanks for the dimple update.
Also, Drew has dimples. I just love a good dimple.
TC's lust corner.
Dimple appreciation. Dimple appreciation.
Lust.
Dimple appreciation. All right. So Let's.
What else?
I didn't even get to describe.
Don't forget about your historic Randy Orton with oil. She loved that, you guys.
Like slippery and that tan.
Ain't that something?
Glistening. Like, look like he just dunked.
He did. First of all, back in the day, Randy did dump whatever lube, body oil, whatever it was.
Baby oil all over
him. He had it everywhere.
It was
insane. I don't understand how people want to wrestle.
In hindsight,
you slippery bastard.
In hindsight, that's pretty disgusting.
But what else I was about to say? Go ahead and break down the match.
So, Zelina's got some issues within her stable. When Andrade was getting beat up by Drew
earlier in the night, yeah.
She told them to go get them. Get him. And they looked at her like, nah.
And I'm trying to defend them now.
Nah.
They did disrespect her and just said, forget what you asked me. I'm not doing that. But they did have matches. Important matches, I guess. Angel fighting the champ. So you want to look? You want to save himself?
He could have.
Austin Theory got a qualifying match, so he want to save himself.
Angel, you know? Could have just taken him out. They would have made it easier on him later.
Nah, he probably knew it. He knew it was gonna happen. What ended up happening?
He did.
Then they all eat Claymore. Austin Theory was stupidly got into the ring to get an extra one.
Yeah. That time he listened to her. He said do something. She said do something, and then he walked in there. And he got kicked in the face.
That's why she needs to just not tell him to do stuff.
Right.
It don't work. I like how the show ended with Andrade running and Drew sliding and doing his pose. Looking kind of Tetsuya Naito-ish. Very, very petty. But like I said, Drew has been a highlight of the post-WrestleMania quarantine shows. He's been doing good. He was doing good before that, though, so I'm not surprised. I'm happy that hopefully he lives in Florida these days, so I think he still get to go home to the cats. But I'm not sure. I don't know. We'll see. But yeah, decent show. Wasn't the most exciting of shows, but we spent 50 minutes talking about it, so we definitely had a lot of talking points. I wanted to make sure that we got to talk about every little thing, because SmackDown was really pretty, was pretty good to me. Raw was not bad, but it wasn't like the big good show. Like I said, that the 3 hour killed them. I know they wish they could just, if it wasn't for advertising money, I know they wish they could cut that extra hour off and just take the ratings for the first 2 hours, and you know what I mean? And
right.
The shows just seem to run better in the first 2 hours or whatever. But yeah, that last hour sucks. It's just rough. It's just rough. And then they threw like 3 squash matches in the 9 o'clock hour. So it really wasn't no reason to watch any of it. Like once Charlotte came out there with Kayden, I was like, okay, I know what's going to happen. Andrade with Akira, as much as I love Akira, and I was very impressed because it was still in a competitive match, still knew what was going to happen. So I don't know, man. That 9 o'clock hour was just tough. It's tough. But it's time for the highest rated segment of the show. This is what everybody comes to, you know, that's what they want. This is what they come for. They don't even care about me. I'm just here. It's all about this particular corner.
Segment.
Well, I don't even know what to call it. I'll let you call it.
Gossip Corner. Yeah. All right, guys. So, Dave Meltzer reported that there's no plans to follow up on the Lana Liv Morgan storyline. Thank goodness for that.
That would have been a miss.
That was awful.
And Lana, yeah. Lana is not, I don't think neither one of them are good enough or there yet in the ring to be able to carry either one for a long period of time either.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
So it's no point in investing much more time in the story if they can't give the best quality match.
Yep. Let's leave that one where
at
it
least
is.
In my opinion. I don't know the reasoning, but yeah, my opinion.
Also, Dave Meltzer stated that the reason why WWE is going back to like taping shows is because the networks Fox and USA had a powwow with Vince and told him that the tape shows wouldn't change the deal that they had agreed upon.
So that means they still can get the paper?
Yeah.
No. So he's back to taping. That's good news, and I wanted to use this moment, this rumor, to kind of go back to our last show and also just highlight a thing, something that's been lost in the firings and all of this stuff, all the shady business that I know Vince has gotten into. A lot of the stuff has been, you know, left out. Like last week when we were hurting, we was just like not in a good mood about any of the firings. You know, I we blamed a lot on WWE, and I don't think I said this, and I should have. And I think, Pooh, thank you for this, by the way. I know you're probably listening. Thank you for highlighting that the shareholders in this business are just as guilty or worse off, you know, because that's the reason why WWE feel like they need to make their values look a certain way, because of the shareholders and stuff like that. And those are the people that need to be talked about just as bad as we dragging WWE. You know what I mean? Because WWE feel like they have to do certain things like this because of that. Because of the shareholders. And the same thing when it came to the USA. People were trying to figure out why are they doing this way? Why can't they have just tape all the way up to a certain moment and let the wrestlers chill? You know what I mean? Or whatever it is. Well, I'm glad that they worked this out. But before that, the blame was definitely on Fox and USA. For like, you know, for it to even be a thought process in Vince's mind that the money would disappear if they didn't do this. Like it, like anybody with reasonable taste, USA, Fox, they would understand that, hey, man, it's just weird times right now, and we can't do live for no reason. And so, you know, it is what it is, and I don't know how long all this stuff is going to last, but I'm glad that thing is settled and they can go back to taping shows and hiding the botches, whatever it is they take advantage of in their edits. So we'll see.
All right.
My favorite phrase, by the way. I'm going to get a t-shirt. Just say, we'll see.
So, do you remember last week when I told you there was a producer named Kendo Cation, whatever, that was released for load?
Yeah. He's okay. Back already?
Nah. He said that the reason why they let him go was because he gave an interview to Tokyo Sports about the coronavirus, and he mentioned not having health insurance. So we as a company, I guess, don't want it to get out there that we still ain't got y'all no health insurance. So just because you want to run your mouth, you gotta go.
Yeah, that sucks. I don't know the details, but the craziest thing about that to me, this is my only thing that I really can say based off that information is, you know, we already knew that most of them don't have health insurance. They thought
we forgot.
Like, the only people that I thought had it was the people who worked in the office. So, no, I mean, we pretty much knew that most of your company don't have it. I don't know how they work the producers not having it. Producers, y'all got to do better. Man, dude, you should have went to that.
They independent contractors too, babe.
That's crazy. I don't see how that works, but whatever. All right. You know.
Jinder Mahal is ready to come back.
Good for him, former champ. I can already see them. It's already written. Just go ahead and do it.
Right, him and Drew?
Yeah, just go ahead and do it. Maybe they should have did that before sale. I can. But, you know, maybe. I don't know. For some reason, they got Jinder Wade.
Yeah.
But I can already see it.
I remember.
Go ahead and write it.
I remember us going to WrestleMania 2 years ago, and the guy next to us was talking about don't hinder the gender.
Yep, don't hinder the gender, right? That's hilarious. And he won the title that night.
He did.
U.S. title. So.
We were concerned.
Shout out to gender. Yeah. I can't wait to see what he do next. Hopefully, I mean, treat him like a former WWE champion. I mean, I know y'all don't like doing that, Kofi. I know y'all don't like doing that with everybody, but, you know. Treat him like 10, a WWE champion,
12-time tag champion. Then
yeah, he definitely up there now.
So we all know by now that there were some things leaked saying that a previously released superstar was going to be appearing on Raw last night. During the show, I was
Mr.
like,
Mr. Sadden.
Oh. Right. During Raw, I was like, okay, they got pictures of Sarah, so they must be talking about Sarah. Because nobody else showed up at all. That's fine. I figured, but don't lie. Don't lie, Ryan. Don't lie. Just to get viewers.
Yeah, like you said,
she didn't get paid for that. That's
it was
a
an
picture.
Obvious ploy to get people to watch. But like you said, though, the future, though, maybe she is. Like I said, they mentioned her name a lot for somebody. And they never talked about it like she's gone from here. They just said she hurt.
Yeah, I was segueing. So, according to speculation and Fightful, Sarah Logan may be brought back soon. Yeah. Numerous people were loudly representing her after her release. So they
her
were like,
husband's still there.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty sure he's part of it. Wouldn't be surprised the whole squad, a lot of the girls, you know, want her to
especially
stick
like Natty.
And then, by the way, I'm going to look it up right now. Go ahead, say something. Go ahead, say something.
Okay. So Natty and all the girls, like Sarah's improved. She's been on that improving chopping block with Dana, and like they both have gotten better with each other. And it was definitely very sad to see that she was released, when she had been making strides and had been improving. But it is always good news, to hear that, you know, she might be back and that she did have like a lot of support for her, to be back. And then,
never mind. What? So I got an update from 4 hours ago. This from What Culture, and it said it looks like Sarah Logan was recently released. Was the recently released star that was reported to be a part of last night Raw, only to not show up. This is the word of Dave Meltzer today. He on the Wrestle Observer. He claimed that Logan was supposed to appear on last night's, but only to be removed after Raw started. With somebody high up in the company changing their mind at the very last. Somebody high in the company. Who the only person we know high in the company that changed their mind? Really? Anyway, Logan was one of the dozens. Okay, I know that. Let's see. Okay, Meltzer says the WWE mentality is that they continue to use Logan for these 90 days on her no-compete clause and that she hasn't been rehired and probably won't be either. An extremely unusual course of action from WWE, definitely. That is an extremely unusual. But yeah, they said it was her name was all over, like I said, all over Raw last night.
Right.
So, so maybe they plan on using her while her 90 complete. They're not
trying
to give
her. Are they gonna pay her these 90 days?
I hope so. I hope so. But she was, apparently she was down and ready to show up last night, according to Meltzer. So, yeah. Sorry. I looked that up to say something else. I looked her up on Google just to say something else.
You want
to
know her age? I got the update.
Oh, no. I know she's like 25 or 26 or something like that. It's crazy Mary Dobson. That's what I wanted to say. By the way, Sarah Logan don't need this place.
No, she
don't. My point. She was insanely good on the Indies as Crazy Mary Dobson. I just had to get the name right. Because I remember before she got signed, hearing that name all over the place, it just being a great, like, being a great character. So, like, when she got called, when she got signed, it was a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So, you know, we just kind of know her now is what they done with her as Sarah Logan. But, you know, she never even got a chance to grace how good she could have been.
Mm-mm.
So, yeah.
All right. And then the last thing, this is kind of like a spoiler. If you don't want the spoiler, then, you know, that's skip weird, over it. Though. What's weird?
Making her work in the 90 day, you know, trying to work with her or use her during, with no intention of bringing her back. Oh, and it's just so weird. But keep, whatever.
That is
everything's
weird
right now. So
that is definitely weird.
Go ahead.
Spoiler. Hit my spoiler button.
I don't have, what's the spoiler button?
I don't know. I thought she was going to make one up. I don't like that one. No. Yeah, that's a good one. Spoilers. That's enough. Thank you.
That's the spoiler, but a mixture.
All right, spoilers, folks.
I ain't got enough buttons.
So we all know that SmackDown has this creepy, nosy person that's going around getting dirt on folks, talking about people finna break up.
We don't have no spoilers, by the way.
This is a spoiler.
I don't think this is a spoiler.
So two folks did some mumbo jumbo on the voice distortion, and from the two hacker segments on SmackDown, one of them is allegedly Mustafa Ali, and the other is allegedly Chad Gable.
Yeah, that's not a spoiler yet because that can still change based on the evidence. The reason why I'm saying that is because you can have those dudes voice over and have somebody totally different show up.
I know. Is it Riddick? Is it Riddick Moss?
I hope not. He don't need this.
Riddick Perry.
Why? Why would it be Riddick Moss?
I don't know. He was on Raw last time I saw him.
Right.
Where's our 24/7 champion? Why did we give it to Rob and Rob ain't showing up? Somebody, he got a legacy.
Somebody
to
catch him laughing in his house at some point. Truth will show up.
Also, R-Truth got a new song that dropped yesterday.
Yeah.
Hit Him Up. Is that the name of it?
I think so. Something like that.
He actually taking his rap career thing seriously in his own.
Definitely
life.
Using that WWE money to fund some nice high quality videos. So
yeah.
Nice to see. Plus, first of all, he rapped better than some people half his age.
He does. So.
But Truth been rapping a long time.
He has. All right. Yeah. That concludes our
Oh, thank you. Bravo. Encore. All right. Adios, people. I don't have nothing to tell you. I usually got these nice outro messages and stuff, but I got nothing to tell you except be safe, be yourself, be gentle, be all those good adjectives that go after be.
Be kind.
Be kind. Be cool. Be
graceful.
Quiet. All right.
Be quiet. I got something to say.
Maybe I should be quiet.
First of all, don't buy those frozen biscuits, the Pillsbury ones that come in the bag from Sam's. They don't hold their shape, even when they're frozen. It's just a waste of $5. That's all I have. I just had to get that off my chest.
I'm still doing my be quiet thing.
Be humble. Be generous. Be cautious.
Be gone. Be gone.
Be gone. Are you trying to set up so we can play this song?
Said be quiet. You ain't supposed to snitch. I said be quiet.
Bro, you messing stuff up. It's fine. It's cool.
Bye.
Adios.
God, Lee, you suck at this.